Now getting a chance here on KJN to speak with Blake Bolden. You know him as the Drake Relays director and kind of the head track running man here at Drake University, and we appreciate him taking some time. Got an exciting event coming up here this summer. Blake, thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Yeah, great to sit with you and chat track and field. I'd love to chat track and field any day of the week, so I appreciate you making the time.
Well, you've got a big event coming up here, July 25th, 28th here at Drake Stadium, the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships. This is something that's going to highlight a whole lot of Olympians and the best of the best in the sport of track and field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is, I mean, if there is an Olympic hopeful anywhere in the United States, they will be competing here July 25th to the 28th. So that's really exciting. And what also makes it a lot of fun is there's going to be heavy local interest, heavy representation from the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones, both, you know, the Hawkeyes just won the Big Ten on the men's side. Their women won the Hy-Vee Cup at the Drake Relays earlier this year. And the Cyclones, not to be outdone, they're the Big 12 champions in both men's and women's cross country, middle distance, long distance. They're both programs are incredible. Like, for example, over in Iowa City, Eric Sawinski, he is a former Hawkeye, still training there. He has made 13 consecutive U.S. championship finals, and he's coming to Des Moines July 25th to the 28th to go for 14. And then on the Cyclone side, Hillary Bohr is a recent Iowa State grad. And, you know, in 2016 Olympics, he was eighth in the world in the Olympics in the steeplechase. And just last week in the IAAF Diamond League, so internationally, I believe he was in Monaco, he ran the third fastest time ever for an American. So those are some Hawkeyes and Cyclones that have local ties. But then there are a lot of folks that grew up in Iowa like I did that are maybe far-flung right now pursuing their Olympic dreams or training professionally, and they'll be home. They'll be coming back. And the energy that we've seen here this weekend at the high school state meet, this is the largest high school state meet in the country, and it's not by coincidence. This is a track state. People get really excited about it, and I think my personal belief is that it's in large part due to the 110-year history of the Drake Relays, the history of the cultural significance of track and field in Iowa. And this will be the fourth time that the U.S. championships are coming, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, so that's always cool when you get those local ties and, you know, not just folks that have been around here, but they're having that kind of success on that huge of a level. You know, you maybe don't realize that there's people from your backyard that have been able to compete on a national and international level.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And each, you know, and whether they're, you know, Shelby Houlihan and Jenny Simpson, who both last year set an American record. You know, Jenny did set an American record at the Drake Relays. 6 weeks later, Shelby went to Europe and set a different. So Jenny set the 2-mile American record. Shelby set the 5,000-meter record. And I'm not sure yet. I don't know if either of those athletes know yet, which they'll both be running the 1,500, they'll both be running the 5,000, or they might split. But regardless, you're going to see two people with Iowa ties coming back as some of the best runners in the history of the world competing for a spot to represent the U.S. at the World Championships. That's pretty special. But more than that, whether it's the jumps, the sprints, the throws, you'll get to see folks you know, local ties, people who competed in Iowa here. Mike Jay will be the announcer for the dang meet. You know, it's going to feel very different than the Drake Relays. And it's going to feel very different than the state meet. But one thing that is similar is you'll see people with ties to our area, ties to Drake Stadium, competing alongside truly some of the best athletes in the history of the world.
Well, and we've talked about some of those Iowans, but you've got some exciting names from around the world.